Speaker, I want to say thank you to Chairman Miller for his commitment to this effort. For generations, during times of great crisis, Americans have stepped up and served their country and their communities. Today, with soaring unemployment, rising health care costs, and a financial system turned upside down, we face one of those moments. When the National Community Service Act was enacted in 1990, we saw powerful new opportunities to inspire civic engagement, to transform our communities. And today, the Generations Invigorating Volunteerism and Education Act, yes, the GIVE Act, renews and enhances these opportunities by providing Americans of all ages, from middle schoolers to baby boomers, the chance to reach their full potential as engaged and active members of their community. The Summer of Service Initiative is geared toward middle school students and provides a new opening to reach many young people who we know will benefit from the opportunity to spend a summer in service in their communities, a rite of passage as students make the transition from middle to high school. Through a competitive grant program, states and localities can offer students an opportunity to participate in a structured community service program, earning educational awards of up to $500 upon completing 100 hours of service. Research shows that among those students who participate in in-service learning, teens from disadvantaged communities who serve hold more positive civic attitudes. Students who engage in volunteering are more likely to be successful at school and avoid risky behaviors such as drugs, alcohol, and crime. This legislation also provides a long-awaited increase to the Siegel America Corps Education Award, tying it to Pell Grants to ensure that it stays in step with rising tuition rates. It will make it easier for older Americans to give back as well, to share their experience and expertise through Encore Fellowships and Silver Scholarships. So, Speaker, this is a transformational moment in our nation's history, and so today, with these efforts, we hope to mark a new beginning, ready to meet that responsibility again to the greater good and to our shared community. And I urge my colleagues to vote yes.